Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry is here. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She is one of the top social media experts in the galaxy, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She is someone that we turn to on a regular basis on the show, and that I turn to on a regular basis for my business to help us. Help me and us with our social media activities. And she's our good friend, Kathy Perry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you back. So I was telling the audience, I asked them, I said, what do you know about hashtags? Did you know hashtags are not just for Twitter? And I remember the first time I used a hashtag in conversation the right way, and my 20-something employees looked at each other like, has he been going to night school or something? How did he know about that? It freaks him out when people my age get hip with things like that. Okay. So it's worth knowing about social media just to be able to do that, isn't it?
It is.
It's like messing with Sasquatch, isn't it?
Yeah, and here's the thing that, you know, people have to understand, because it does go cross platform now. So we're talking Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, LinkedIn, mm-hmm. Pinterest. Now it's important to use it on those multiple channels and not let it be a standalone strategy.
Right. So if I've got something that I'm posting on Twitter that I want to connect to a theme, which is what a hashtag is, right? It's basically,
yes.
Basically it's a reference. It's a holding place or a reference or a touch point for a theme, right?
Yes.
Would that be a good way to say it?
Well, it's turning those topics or phrases into clickable links on your post,
mm-hmm.
so that people can find you.
So if you have a theme that you're trying to follow through on, you know, you put a post out about how a customer, you know, some customer bragged on you or something, so you did something good, the hashtag would be hashtag good service or something like that. I'm just pulling something out of the air. Well, when you take that over to Facebook, do the same thing, right?
Exactly. So you're able to organize your content and your images and put that hashtag into the audience's mind, mm-hmm. based on what it is you're trying to get across,
mm-hmm.
and you're unifying your promotions. Now, you know, what we're seeing businesses do, especially some of the larger businesses who are really on top of this, is using it with social media contests. So Southwest has done that.
Contests.
Starbucks did that.
Contests.
Yes.
Okay.
Contest.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, for example, if like when Southwest did it, tying it into the Cannes Film Festival, and they wanted people to submit, you know, films or their videos.
Right.
So they had a hashtag that they were using across all their platforms, mm-hmm. for people to have a chance.
So especially, yeah, because it was not just a generic hashtag that anybody could have come up with that we could all glom onto. It was their particular hashtag, wasn't it?
It was. So it was unique to them. And with choosing it, you really have to be careful about choosing the right one to make sure, number one, that it's unique to you. It's easy to remember, but not only that, you want to make sure that it doesn't create a PR problem for you because you didn't check it out and it has some negative connotations to that hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that has happened to some businesses where
what would be an example of that? What would that look like?
Well, for example, there was Entenmann's, which is the donut company, or they
which company?
Entenmann's.
Okay.
They sell.
They make donuts.
Big donuts, yeah, the big donut company or whatever. Anyway,
well, I mean, what could be bad about donuts? I mean,
well, they did something. You know, they came up with a clever hashtag. And it tied. It happened right at the time when there was the Casey Anthony trial, and so their hashtag kind of had the same phrase that people were using about the trial when she got off. What I mean? And,
boy, that's just bad karma, isn't it?
Yeah, they ended up having a real problem with their PR because they had to apologize. They didn't mean it that.
Wow!
You know?
Talk about bad luck, man. That's bad.
Yeah, but here's the nice thing: there is a site called hashtags.org that people can go to and find out what are the trending hashtags, what are popular. You can also find out. You can track your hashtag, and of course you can pay a fee to be able to track yours. But it's a great new service because this is a whole new world. You know,
right.
It's another area that businesses have to pay attention to if they're going to play in that game.
And here's a small business owner, 20th century business owner, still, got more than one foot in the age of the seller, and they're listening to you talk about this, and they're saying, my goodness, one more new thing that I've got to keep up with. But folks, this is not something new, just something new that you got to keep up with. I mean, this is the direction of the future.
It is. It's what people are doing, and if you don't pay attention, you get left behind.
And the reason is the direction of the future, folks, is because these are your customers' expectations. And that is the direction of the future, isn't it, Kathy?
It is. But the reason you want to use these is so that your customer can easily find you.
Right.
Also.
Right.
So it's also a way to be more visible to your customer.
Exactly.
So there's a lot more to it than
there are advantages. But it probably means that you need to start thinking about budgeting for this. And budgeting, when I say budgeting, I mean budgeting payroll dollars and maybe a little bit of services dollars to get yourself where you should be. And that's what my company's doing. That's what more and more people are having to do. 20 after, right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with me. And that's KathyPerry.com, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.